Okay. This is the class three, the second part of it. And we're still down on our hands and knees in yoga mudra. So on the mat and the knees and the feet, letting the head and the chest come down and the arms are down on the ground. Having the knees apart, resting your head on the mat or sliding the hands underneath your head. Finding a way to just to settle in there. You can always place the hands on top of each other and rest your head on that top hand. And just focusing on where you are. Knees are apart. You can feel the tension behind the knees and the pressure through the shins and ankles and feet. The buttocks are getting a stretch and the lower back's lengthening a little bit. Give space for the knees if you need to, particularly for any tension. So we ended the first part in this position and we're starting in the same position again. And take some conscious breaths here. Being aware of your body and the sensations throughout your body, the different sensations of pressure, and heavy and light, comfortable and uncomfortable, free sensations and blocked up sensations. And then rise up now, lift your body up a little bit and come up onto the hands and the knees into the all fours position. So straightening the arms, hands on the ground, knees on the ground, feet on the ground. And walk the hands a little bit further out, a little bit further in front of you. So we're going to go into a little bit of downward dog. So those that know the downward dog, you can explore lifting the hips up. So keeping both hands on the ground and your feet on the ground, but lifting the hips up. Hips up to the sky. So think of a triangle. Hips up nice and high and then that's the apex of the triangle and that goes down the back, past the head, down the arms into the hands. One side of the triangle is the hands up to the hips and the other side of the triangle, the hips and buttocks down the backs of the legs towards the heels. So get up into the downward dog if you can, or if you can't go to downward dog and you know it's awkward or pain making, come into the yoga mudra or do a different movement, something that you know that you can do. If you're in the downward dog, let's really try and bring a bit of energy or conscious attention to pressing those arms and hands into the ground, lifting the hips up nice and high, real high if you can, right up, bend the knees a little bit and then lift the hips up a bit higher. Something that you can handle. And then let one heel go down a little bit closer to the mat while the other heel stays at its normal height. And do a little bit of a paddling of the heels. So your feet just stay connected. So toes and balls of the feet stay connected, but the heels can lift up a little bit, up and down with the heels. Ideally, if you can get both heels down, that's great. There's lots of strain in the body, strain through the shoulders. It's quite tight through the mid back and lower back and obviously tight hamstrings and just weight bearing really, quite strong here. You can flow from downward dog back to the knees when you want to and take a bit of pressure out of those wrists and let the chest and the belly and the head down to the ground again. So feel free to move into intensity, which is downward dog, and to stay in that downward dog, and then to come away from it. Or if it's really fine in downward dog, doing a three-legged dog, keeping both hands on the ground, one leg stays on the ground and lifting the other leg up, lifting it up a little bit or a long way up towards the sky. Just options. Choosing your own option. Feeling the heartbeat lift and your breathing get stronger when you work the body and is shaking. If you've chosen not to do downward dog, find a nice thing to do instead. Something that feels useful for you. And again, would you leave wherever you are and make your way up to standing? So do what you need to do in the way you know how to find your way up to standing. Coming all the way up into an upright position. Just standing, both feet on the ground, knees a little unlocked. If you're okay, once you get up here, just to close the eyes or have a soft intention with the eyes. So not really staring at anything, but just a softness in the eyes and open to the possibility of being conscious in standing. So feeling of clothing, any tension in shoulders or face or feeling the body, but not moving the body deliberately into any shapes at the moment. Feeling any feedback in your body. And then if the eyes are closed, open them deliberately. Take in, drink in the visual field, be aware of what you're looking at and the space around you. So just being aware of where you are. Now we're going to do a little bit of balancing work. And so would you have your feet hip-width apart? So just shuffle them hip-width apart if they're not hip-width apart. And bend both knees just a little bit with the knees. And take your attention down to your feet. Not necessarily looking at the feet, but awareness of feet. And bringing your attention, your eye attention anyway, a couple of meters out in front of you. So what I'm going to do is rock now on the feet. So if you can, lift the heels, both heels up a smidgen, so you pour a little bit more weight onto the balls and toes of the feet, and then bring the heels down and attempt to lift the toes up and maybe a little bit of the balls of the feet. So you're doing a seesaw action through the feet. So rolling the weight onto the balls and toes, lifting heels, rocking back, lifting the toes and the and you'll have to navigate the space, so it's best not to lift up as too far, but sort of work your way into it and do some working out. How can you shift the weight, massage the feet, and rock the weight forward and back? I find it helps to have the knees bent and just bringing center of gravity down. Some people like to keep their legs straight and do it. And if you can get, and you might take you lots of time actually just to string a couple of rocking back and forth, or you might lose your balance. And if you do lose your balance, or when I should say when you lose your balance, look for any patterns of losing balance. Is it always that right foot that loses balance, or the left? Or do you find you get distracted, or something comes into your attention and your focus is not on your body? So just do your best to rock on the feet. Now, if you can, we'll swing the arms up. So lift the arms up a little bit. Arms can just flow up a little bit as you roll up in the balls and the toes. And as you bring the attention back to lifting the balls and the toes, the balance and heels, arms down. So we'll try and flow the arms up on balls and toes, and then arms down, balancing on heels. Not too big with those legs, not too big lifting, just rocking back and forth. If you can flow the arms up and down, wonderful. Or just leave your attention on the feet and don't do the swinging arms. So the arms swing out to the front of you and up, not to the side. So out to the front and up, and down they go. You string it all together if you can, and then breathe in as you roll up onto the balls and the toes, arms up, breathe out, swing down. Invariably, again, you'll just lose your balance. Not a problem. Begin again in the new moment. This is the key. Don't give yourself a hard time. It's balancing practice, which involves losing balance. And then you find balance and you lose balance and you look for patterns to improve your balance. Remember the eyes, not staring holes into anything, or not glaring anything, but softness, doing your best to relax into the uncomfortable rocking sensation. Swinging arms, rolling in the feet. You'll feel the breath eventually loosen if you're coordinating the breath. And if you're not coordinating the breath, that's perfectly, absolutely fine as well. doing your best to roll on those feet, massaging the feet. Just get into it. It's good to do this practice in the morning, just to get things going. Even if you do it for 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, just swinging the arms, rocking up on those feet, good morning practice. Get the lymphatic system going, get the blood flow going, get your breathing going. Active practice. And again, would you slow the momentum if you haven't already stopped, or slow things down until you can again get to a little bit of a steady visual field, head balancing on the shoulders. Now we're going to take the feet nice and wide apart. So feet wide apart, so a good distance apart. And if you're confident with your legs wider, so just wide feet, and turn that right foot out to 90 degrees, so point it out a bit further, and the left foot to sort of 60 degrees, so angling first that right foot a bit more out to 90 degrees, left foot to 60 degrees, feet wide. I'd like you to lift your arms up level with your shoulders, so float the arms up, so the legs and the arms are in the same plane, and look down that right arm. Look down the arm if you can. If you've got shoulder niggles, you might want to bring the hands down and just focus on the legs. So the arms are secondary, legs primarily. And look down at that right knee. Now, bend that right knee and make sure the right knee is tracking in line with that right foot. Not going past it, but just in the direction towards it. So bending and straightening that right leg, right knee. Left leg straight, left leg stays as is, feet nice and wide apart, right foot 90 degrees, left foot 60, bending the right knee, feeling the tension in the knee and the thigh. Now when you bend that right knee the next time, stay there. Look down the right arm. Looking down the right arm, opening the fingers up a little bit, feeling any unnecessary tension in the shoulders, softening the shoulders, and sinking into the pose. So if you can lower the hips down a little bit, bring a bit of more intensity, or not. Does it feel best to straighten the leg again, or can you keep that right knee bent for a bit longer? How's your breathing going? Turn the right hand around so it's facing up towards the ceiling. And if you can, gently start to float that right arm up as if you're floating a ball or a balloon up towards the ceiling. As the right arm goes up, let that left arm just softly come down by the side. Right arm goes up. Now if you're balanced, if your neck is okay, gently tilt the head and look up at that right hand. Take it as up as far as you can to the ceiling or even over your head. Right knee stays bent. So you can see, feel the armpit and that right rib cage, right waist getting a stretch. And then we'll slowly lower that right arm down, coming all the way down, 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 down to the right knee or right thigh. And would you straighten the right leg now? So straighten the right leg and that right hand to the knee or to the shin or even to the ankle. And as that right hand does that lowering movement, so we're going to Trikonasana now, lift that left arm up towards the sky. So this time the legs are, that right leg straight, straighter, not bending the knee if you don't need to bend the knee. So into Trikonasana. So the right hand is sort of supporting you. Could be the right knee, maybe that's a nice place for you, or the right shin, or the right hand on the right foot. If that left arm's fine, left shoulder and the neck's fine, left arm up. Open the fingers and casually, looking up at that left hand. The intensity of this triangle position, so this time the left side of the body's open, the right side is a bit compressed. And then you go back into the first pose. The left arm comes down and the right arm goes up, and you bend that right knee. So the right knee bends and the right arm goes up towards the sky. When you bring the right arm down, you're straightening the right leg, and that right hand comes all the way down onto that right leg, and the left arm goes up towards the sky. So we're working both sides of the body. And again, having a little bit of a play, going back and forth. Or can you maintain a pose for moments, seconds, minutes, moments? Moving consciously, being aware of your limitations that we all have in the neck and shoulders and spine, the strength of our legs or weakness of legs. Drink in some deeper breaths when you can remember that you can breathe a bit deeper here and there. Again, come back to middle space. Let the arms soften. Arms come down when you can. And change the feet around. So we'll swivel that left foot now to 90 degrees, sliding that left foot out, tilting it out, and the right foot goes to 60 degrees. So the left foot pointing out towards the side there, towards the wall, and the right foot sort of pointing in the same direction, but not as far. I'm going to do the same action here. So bending the left knee this time, arms are out level with shoulders, arms out straight, horizontal, and turning that left hand over, swiveling the wrist and floating that left arm up, bending that left knee, left arm rises, left knee bends, floating the arm up, left knee bends, and the right arm again softly makes its way down. One arm up, one arm down. Feeling muscles, feeling body, being present. When you're ready, flow the left arm down, coming all the way down to that left leg and straightening the left leg. And this time, once you've made that connection with the left hand on the left leg somewhere, exploring how you could lift the right arm up as the left hand slides down the left leg into Trikonasana, so triangle pose on this side. So the legs are straight here in Trikonasana. You can always bend that left knee if that feels best. And try and keep the arm and the shoulder, legs, body in the same plane if you can. So real sideways compressions. Going back and forth, left arm goes up like you're floating a ball. Bending the left knee, floating up. And changing when you want to. Again, once you've got the action, feeling free to hold or to stay longer or shorter in it. Great to challenge your body, but not to make it too challenging that it's painful, that you have to grit your teeth to be in there. It should be having awareness of being comfortable yet being challenged, to meet the challenge easily, relatively easily. Feel the unsteadiness of moving if you're still moving. Have to really be present to the legs and the connection of the feet and to the ground. So really pay attention to the sensations of the ground and feet, legs, more than what the arms are doing, because you'll be bring steadiness into yourself, being present to the ground. Again, would you leave the action? Let the arms, wherever they are, and your neck, wherever it is, bring the head back into center. The arms come back by the sides, walk the feet back in close-ish, hip width apart or closer, or a bit further apart if you feel to. Into a central standing position that's not rigid, not slouching, somewhere in the middle place. How do you know where center is? Find out. And once you're there, again, bring some attention to softening shoulders and letting the chin just slowly drop down. Not making it too strong on the back of the neck, just letting the chin roll down towards chest, just down a little bit, and then doing some neck rolls, rolling the chin a little bit towards, say, that right shoulder. And it might stop because of tension and or pain, and then you could just roll the chin back the other way. Roll the chin back across towards the left shoulder. A little up or a little around, even doing full circles or quarter of circles, semicircles, rolling the chin. And feeling for the bracing of tension when you know those zones that are quite strong for you. Or maybe there's no such sensation as strong for you. Maybe it's a fluid action. Are there any sounds attached to it? So we're standing and we're doing some chin rolls, neck rolls. Feeling the sides of the neck, back of the neck. Listening to the body by being in your body and moving it carefully. Attentively responding to where you are in the moment. And then once more, when the chin is sort of straight down, as if you're looking towards the ground, towards your feet, if your back is up for it, go down into a forward bend, like a rag doll. Arms relaxed. Roll the head down the body, arms down the legs. So slide the hands down the legs. Have a flop forward. So a standing forward bend. Rag doll. Once you get to the bottom, if you're okay, stay there. So if you can hang there, unlock the knees a little bit or explore straightening the legs and bending the knees. You can always come straight back up to standing and go up and down, or just stay down there, feeling the intensity of how the back has to manage itself, the buttocks and the hamstrings. If you're really fine in this standing bend, bring more awareness to where your feet and the weight through the feet, and balance the weight out on the feet. And take some real deep breaths here. Letting the out-breath be a softening and letting go. Remembering going down into the forward bend, coming back up to standing if you prefer, or leaving the standing out. Up to you. When you're down in that forward bend, if you can, sway the hips a little bit from side to side. Doing your best to really let the head hang down, shoulders and arms draped down. Flopping forward. Swaying the hips quite casually, letting the knees bend. Taking some moments. Wonderful. Do your best in the body that you've got today, with its challenges or its ease. Maybe your body's really nice. Maybe it feels good sensations in this forward bend. Fortunate sensations. Again, take some moments. We'll leave the standing down and we'll come down onto the mat and prepare for the relaxation now. So lie yourself down on your mat. Let everything come down. Do any adjustments to your posture. Anything that needs to be adjusted. You could lie on your side or lie on your tummy or lie on your back in Shavasana, choosing a position to come to meeting. Now, some people like to bring the knees up and just hold the knees, rock a little bit from side to side. So if there's any little movements you want to do to prepare that body for the relaxation, welcoming those actions, any intuitive movement that feels right. Or does it feel good just to settle into one spot and just hang out there? And finding your deliberate posture now for the relaxation. Shavasana, semi-supine. Remembering to close the eyes. Or to allow the eyes to be soft and open, or have eyes open in some moments and eyes closed in other moments. And knowing that you've got some time now not to move your body, knowing you've got some time to allow things to flow through you, to make a space of beingness. You're not driving the car now. You're not at work. There's no one else to look at or to focus on. You become the focus. And the life inside of you and outside of you becomes the focus. A quality of allowing now, introducing this to yourself, allowing yourself to be. Letting my voice come inside you and opening to the moment. Feeling your breathing. Wherever you can notice your breathing. And then deliberately moving attention to that right hand as a place now. Without moving that right hand, feeling the hand, its shape or touch. We're not going to move anything, we're just going to move attention to different body parts. And allow those parts to be felt if we can feel things there, or if we can't feel things there, not a problem. And expanding your attention now to the whole of that right arm. Feeling the whole right arm now. Its contact with the ground. Its touch, quality of muscle tension or soft sensations or uncomfortable sensations in that right arm. Noting where your mind is, and if you can, gather your mind. Place it in that right arm, right shoulder, top of the shoulder. Any stress in that right shoulder, softness. And not looking for things to happen here. So releasing any expectations in the practice, being open. Right armpit. Right side of the rib cage. Right waist. Right hip. Any solid, heavy sensations, niggles in that right hip? Or is your attention getting dragged to the left hand or other parts of the body? Just being aware of where your awareness goes and directing your awareness if you can. Right thigh. And even though we're focusing on the body, you'll be aware of sounds around you. And thoughts will always come along. These are just what happens. We're practicing being aware. Right knee. Top and back of the knee. Any sensations in that right knee? Alive to yourself with a sense of curiosity. A bit of a kind attention, giving this attention to yourself to rebalance, to heal. Right lower leg, shin and calf muscle. Right foot. Any feedback in that right lower leg? Pressure of the right heel perhaps. Sensations of toes. Bringing your attention to your body over and over again, gently returning to coming inside your body. And then leaving. Would you take a deliberate breath in now? Take a nice long breath in. And when you breathe out, letting the air come out through your mouth, letting the body deflate. And then shifting your attention into that left hand. Sensations of fingers and palm and back, any sensations at all, that left hand. And expanding your attention to a sense of the whole of the left arm. Not imagining sensations, not forecasting sensations, not the sensations of the past, but the present moment of that left arm, including the left shoulder. Left armpit. Feeling your breath, body. Left side of the rib cage. Left waist. Left hip. Left thigh. The left thigh is the object to feel into, to bring attention to open to moment, noticing if it's a place that you can connect to or can't connect to. And if you draw a blank, that is the sensation that you're noticing. Something will be noticed. Left knee. Left lower leg, calf muscle, shin. Ankle, left ankle. Left foot. Broad attention now. Bring awareness to the body as a whole. The whole of yourself. So if you can really feel the connection now of gravity, feel the weight of your body, lightness of your body, the comfortable sensations and uncomfortable sensations of your body, all there to be known. Body as a whole, pressure in your body, movements of your body, global attention of your body, some parts obvious and well defined, some parts nebulous, don't have any edges, can't feel them. The body as a whole, here, right now and this day, moment to moment, life inside and outside your body, feeling clothing. And the air around you, touching the skin. Bring awareness to your natural breath now. You don't have to try and breathe. Breathing is happening. It's bringing a light attention to the feeling of your body and awareness of breathing at the same time. Noticing the sound of timer going off. Noticing the sounds around. Noticing breathing and body coming together. This breath, the only breath, and this moment, new. Maybe internally just saying in when you breathe in and out when you breathe out, letting the breath make its own natural swing. feeling your body and breathing. All the time in the world to feel your breath and your body here. Feeling the sensations of your body, the sensations in the ears and your mind and your feelings, and returning to the sensations of breathing in the belly or in the chest or in the nose, aware of life, which is your breath and body, appreciation of your breathing, appreciation of this life, taking some moments to be here with your breath. And we'll, again, you might stay a bit longer here today, tonight, with your breath and body. That might feel nice to continue the practice. Or simply to finish it off now when you're ready. So, what is happening for you now? Or what is not happening for you now is often a good question. Is there a less sense of stress or anxiety, here in a calmer place, a softer place, or very much the same sort of place as normal? What's your normal state of being? What's the result of your practice? Acknowledging that you have done some practice. Often is the challenging thing to do is just to get on the mat and to start the practice. And to finish the practice. So you let some light into your eyes. Move your fingers and toes, or yawn or stretch. Take some moments. As if you're seeing life for the very first time, each moment new. Hasn't been here before, won't be here again, it passes. Just like the seasons change, the day changes, the moon phases change. Change. Thanks for practicing with me today. Namaste.